In this bulletin, the New South Wales-Victoria border likely to be closed for weeks. A disease control expert in the United States says the COVID-19 pandemic is getting worse. And in football, the A-League season in jeopardy after three teams couldn't get out of Victoria on time. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyers. The New South Wales-Victoria border will likely be closed for several weeks. Two suspected coronavirus cases are being investigated in the area of Albury in the far south of New South Wales, home to the most prominent border crossing between the two states. One suspected case had recently been to Melbourne, but returned before hotspot travel restrictions came into force. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt has told the Seven Network the border will be closed until the coronavirus spike in Melbourne subsides.
It's been indicated that it will be a matter of some weeks. New South Wales and Victoria and the Commonwealth will jointly want to see is that there's a clear stabilisation and control of cases in the Melbourne region.
The Australian Industry Group Chief Executive Innes Willocks says the closure will cause chaos and harm Australia's economic recovery from the coronavirus. He says closing the border between Australia's two most populous states is too broad an approach. The border has closed to people from Melbourne on the Victorian side overnight. It will close fully to those without a permit to cross from Victoria into New South Wales at the end of today. Permits will be granted for work, healthcare and other purposes deemed essential. Speaking to the Nine Network, the New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says she hopes the permit system will be available later today.
Service New South Wales, hopefully by today, will have that permit system up and running so people can actually apply to get across the border for work purposes or for other essential services. We know there's joint facilities like airports and hospitals, and that's why we're working really quickly. And we knew this would be the case. Once we announced the border was closing, we knew that the first 2 or 3 days would be extremely difficult on those border communities.
And New South Wales has recorded 7 new cases of coronavirus. Supermarket chain Woolworths has lifted purchase limits on all products except toilet paper. The chain began reinstating limits on essential products on the 26th of June after another coronavirus-related surge in demand. It says its supply chain is coping better now. Customers are limited to buying 2 packets of toilet paper each. The United States' highest-ranking infectious diseases expert says the country is still ensconced in the first wave of the coronavirus. Dr. Anthony Fauci is the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. He says cases in the US have doubled in 1.5 weeks as the states and cities attempt to reopen their economies. He says the battle against the virus is far more advanced in Europe than the United States.
If you look at the graphs from Europe, the European Union as an entity, it went up and then came down to baseline. Now they're having little blips, as you might expect, as they try to reopen. We went up, never came down to baseline, and now we're surging back up. So it's a serious situation that we have to address immediately.
There have been around 2.9 million COVID-19 infections in the US, and around 130,000 of these people have died. New York is the US state with the most fatalities, with around 32,000. Worldwide, there have been 11.5 million infections and 535,000 deaths. The president of Mexico, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, is set to travel to Washington to meet with US President Donald Trump over the new North American trade deal. The new free trade accord between Mexico, the US and Canada took effect at the beginning of this month. The president says the trade agreement is very valuable given the current state of the world economy.
Tuvimos la suerte, la fortuna de que con esta pandemia.
We were lucky, fortunate that with this pandemic that has affected us and has crippled world economies, we are reaching this agreement to boost productive activities and create jobs in North America. That's why this visit is very important.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau will not be attending the meeting. President Obrador will undergo a coronavirus test before he departs for Washington. In football, the remainder of the A-League season could be in jeopardy after the competition's three Victorian teams didn't make it to New South Wales in time. Football Federation Australia will seek an exemption from the New South Wales government for players and staff of Melbourne Victory, Melbourne City and Western United to cross into the state. The three clubs had planned to fly into New South Wales on a charter flight, but the New South Wales border closed for Melbourne residents, as opposed to people from the rest of Victoria, last night. The three teams attempted to fly into Canberra last night, but that flight was cancelled. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, a few showers, 17 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy and 14. Melbourne, a shower or two, 14. Hobart, partly cloudy, a top of 10. Similar conditions in Canberra, 13 degrees. Partly cloudy in Wollongong, 17. A possible late shower forecast for Sydney, 18 degrees. Much the same for Newcastle, 18. Should be mostly sunny in Brisbane, 23. Cairns, a shower or two, 27. And Darwin, sunny and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.